perfume of motherhood. Mothers, are we in the house? That's what we've come to do. Yeah, who has perfume? This is what we've come to do. I like perfume a lot. This is what we do. This is who we are. You know, some mothers don't know that this is who we are. That's who we are. And this is the season to spray it. Did you discover that there was a change in the atmosphere? Yeah, that's who we are. Anywhere we go to, we bring a change. That's our theme. And today, I'm going to preach on the topic, the perfume of motherhood. Proverbs 27, verse 9 from The Voice says, "The heart is delighted by the fragrance of oil and sweet perfumes. And in just the same way, the soul is sweetened by the wise counsel we give to our husbands and our children." Song of Solomon 4:10 from New King James says, "How fair is your love, my sister, my spouse. How much better than wine is your love, and the scent of your perfumes than all spices." What a way to describe. And finally, 2 Corinthians 2:14, it says, "Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place." Father, I ask that in these few minutes you bless your word. In Jesus' name. You know, I love this song, "Strength of the Woman" by Shaggy. It says, "So amazing how this world was made. I wonder if God is a woman. The gift of life astounds me to this day. I give it up for the woman. She's the constant wind that fills my sail." Oh, that woman. "With her smile and her style, my, she will protect like a child." That's a woman. "She will put a smile upon your face and take you to that higher place. So don't you underestimate the strength of a woman." The strength of a woman. Woke up this morning, I got up with the scent of a woman. This is from A Thoughtful Heart about us. About us in this season. About us in a season where we are squeezed. In a season where to cook a pot of soup is a problem. To give milk to your children is a problem. To love your husband is a problem. But this is who we are. It doesn't matter the season. It doesn't matter the season. And as I preach, women, we are more than conquerors. I have seen the goodness of God in this season. Yes. The Bible says that when there's a casting down, it is the time for you to say that my time of exaltation has come. You will say it. No man does that for you. All our key scriptures today talked about either fragrance, perfume, or scent. So what's peculiar about a mother's scent? You know, if you're not a reader, if you don't read, you won't understand why. Once you have a child, the child knows the position of the breast and goes there and takes it with an audaciousness, because there's a scent the child perceives from the mother. There's a chemical that emits from every woman that is so strong that the smell attracts people to us. Now, the question this morning is, the motherhood smell we are talking about, yeah, do you have it? And it's a complex mixture of fragrances. That's why when you're giving 20,000, you can buy rice, you can buy meat, you can buy sugarcane, you can buy everything, and you put them together and there's meal, and it will not finish that day. Am I talking to women here? At times I go to the market and I'm asking the house manager, is it the only thing I bought? Whether you want to believe it or not, women, the world needs us for survival. There's chaos in the globe. It's not only Nigeria. There's chaos everywhere. But we are the fragrances that we diffuse everything that is happening now. There cannot be a better time for women to spray their perfumes. Perfumes delight the heart and changes the scent of the environment. But one thing about every perfume is that it is extracted via squeezing or burning or frying. Are you listening to me? It doesn't come easy. The Bible says that if you faint in the days of adversity, I like the Living Bible. He say you're a poor specimen. And because I've been in the lab, I don't want to be a poor specimen because they are thrown away. Somebody is not hearing me. The economic crunch of the current Nigeria is pounding out the fragrance in us. It's bringing out the good. And if you're not good, it will bring out the perfume, the odor that will send everybody away. And it will not be our portion. Oh, I say it's not going to be our portion. In the name of Jesus. You know, at times I sit down being a woman. You know, we like worrying for things that are not even real. And I will sit. Hey, sit down. How will I get fish? I like good soup. I like good soups. I forgot to bring soup for my... It was when we turned, I said, oh my God. I don't give to the wife. I give to my son. Let him go and cook our soup. I like good soups. I'm a typical Igbo woman that grew up in the north where there was plenty fish. Then all of a sudden, you go to Oto and you want to buy asa, one cut, 3,000 something. Ewo, Ifoma, is this how you have ended? Then I will come back at home and I'll be sulking. Hey, you, everybody be careful with, see, the way things are now, I will kill somebody. Ewo. The fragrance is no longer sweet though. It has turned into something. That is foul, that is driving people away. Women, listen. As I was sulking in December, my son in the Lord, who went, I don't know whether he's onshore when he's in the desert or offshore, but rig in the desert. They just came, visited us. Because they were going to travel, so they visited us. And they came with fish, smoked fish. Shame you were crying about fish. Crying, baby. Where is your mother? Shame. Listen to me, women. Those who do know their God, they will be strong. And they will do exploits. I'm telling you. Then they brought a lot of onions. And sent me 1 million naira for Christmas. So when I saw the 1 million, I said, I don't want trouble with EFCCO. What is this now? Who is doing this? What is this? They tell us in PFN to be careful because I didn't get the name of the person who sent it. I, Ifoma, 1 million for Christmas. Ah, you know? Why am I telling you? It's not the only money. Let me stop here before you think that before kidnappers will stay there. Now, listen. Why am I telling you this? So that I will build up your faith. I was finishing the fish. I'm warning everybody in the house. Any kokoma I sing for you, you will dance it. Some of you that are Gen Zs and millennials, you don't know kokoma. Ha! Those days in Enugu, when you want to get married. If you see the way we were dancing it. So when my mother will tell you, Nkwali kokoma. So I learned it. I will tell them in the house. You see the remaining fish. If you touch it, you will dance the kokoma of mama. You know the kokoma. I was still harassing them, telling them, if you try. The wife called me. Not this Saturday, not this Friday, not this last Friday, the other Friday. Mama, we're on our way to your house after 8 p.m. from Stillwaters to Akoka. So I concluded they were coming to sleep. Share you like making soup, Nekaton fish. Eze, he dey bless me on a regular, on a regular, on a regular. Nyafu, nyafu.
He dey bless me on a regular.
Yes.
On a regular, on a regular.
Now, wait, because we are going to dance now. Oh, if you old, now you, Sabi. My friends, tell me, do you still wear high heels? Steady. Steady. Now you know, say 60 something, now old age. I never know. Hallelujah. The question I want to ask us here, are we sweet smelling perfumes? What do we spray at home? The economy is bad. The rich is crying. The poor is crying. But this is the time to do great exploits, not anger, not nagging. Do you know, I wrote it down, that because everybody gravitates to a mother, so are husbands. When he said it, I said, he is preaching my message. The husbands, they smell our scent. That's why they want to suck breast as old as they are. And it cushions them. We do, women, you know, we generally speaking, we can talk. Hey, how much did you give me? You're looking for chicken in the meat. Not only chicken, chicken core, chicken knee. But there's a way to pamper him and say, you know, baby boy, you know, if there's no chicken, I can't do this for you. I can't, you know, this is more satisfying. Are we together? You need, yeah. Chicken will be given to my son. Plus, because this one, there's something about it. Do you know that the reason why you can't buy chicken is your mind? The Bible says that as a man thinketh, so he is. My house manager called me. They said that old layer is now 6,000. I said, buy it. He said, you wrote two. I said, buy it. Buy them. Oh, yeah. Because God makes a way for us where there seems to be no way. Women, it is time to understand that, you know, the theme for this year, the one I picked, it says, inspire inclusion. We want the men to treat us like they are equals. And I agree. Honestly, I agree. But they should not treat us like equals, and we are not ready to bring in like something like equals. Am I talking to somebody here? And that is the reason why our women, we get up and get out. There's what we call the Gobi principles in management. You get out of your bed and begin to do something and look for alternatives. On Friday, I taught them in the house how to use dry maize, because usually it's in the rainy season we make with maize. So I taught my house manager. I said, boil it for 10 minutes, then we blend. And I put a lot of things. I say, I'm teaching you alternative ways to eat and get protein. I don't use Maggi. So for me to feel good, I added crayfish. And because we are used to ntanta, you know, meat, I added crayfish without blending. By the time we finish cooking, oh my God. A wise woman, we know that Alejo, what is Alejo in Alejo? Green, ba? What is Ewedu? See, you see green. You see Ogo. After making rice and you you make them with onions, little pepper. As you're eating it, it is going nyafu nyafu and yum 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 in the mouth. When it gets to the tummy, it is the same minerals that salad will give you. Am I talking to women here? When you smoke gari inside the tummy with groundnuts, it will blend. Let our wisdom, listen, we've been there. We've been there. When you see gari self and you see groundnut, you will cross your leg and know that with the groundnut that day, you are going to go places. Listen to me. You know, when you see people like this, you don't know what they've gone through. It is not the time to nag our husbands. Otherwise, we lose them. We lose them. I'm telling you that school fees is here. And I've been the one paying school fees. Pay school fees. Pay house rent. Even build a house. Yes. Is it not inclusion we're talking about? Build a house. The late Wike. Is it Wigwe? He didn't have money. And needed to sell. The wife bought. And he said, I'm going to transfer the ownership. He said, keep it. It's still our property. Some of us, we say, hey, bring it to, you know these men. You cannot trust them so that he will not get married. Stop speaking that rubbish. Begin to prophesy upon your husband and say to the husband, you are the husband of my youth. You go marry me, Taya. Now me, you go marry. Now me, till death do us part. You're not going to marry another. See, listen. We are here together. Yes, so. Because he may see you. Ifama may see you. Sikira may see you. Amina may see you. Because you're a man, you will see. But as you see me, now here I stay. Let's stop saying things that will happen to us that God has not ordained. Are we together? The question I want to ask every woman here, how fair are you? Solomon said, you're so fair. That fair is not talking about bleaching cream and making us fair that God didn't give us. It's talking about the amiability, the geniability of the wife. That when you're coming and you open, the fragrance of her amiability fills you up. And you're saying, you know, today he said, I understand. Just hold, I want to hold you gently, hold you slowly, and I'll take it easy and rub you to the bed. There, that is it. Hallelujah. Women, are we together? The worst of the men, because I'm a marriage counselor, when the women say exactly what I'm telling them, the man changes. Towards the end of last year, I had this girl came, painted the husband, painted this man. And after, I said, you know what, since it's like that, just go home, call him, and tell him, Odogu, I love you. Odogu, at the king himself, the one that lifted my shame. He said, the man said, are you serious? I said, yes, I'm sorry. I didn't know that I was a stupid girl. I'm very sorry. He said, keep saying I'm sorry. She kept saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. She's been begging this man for support for her father. After the Ngongo romance, the man called her back. How much is the money? And before you get a bakam, you don't get a lot. She called me. He said, Mama, it works. Do you know why? The men like to be praised. You may think that they are strong. When you are turning them, you praise them, then you will turn them upside down. Yeah, you roll them. Hallelujah. Ndine mama. Solomon said, The wine of my wife is intoxicating. When I drink of her wine, if you call me Jonathan, I will tell you to add a mug. You know, complete. He will say, ha, listen, if you don't love me, I go die. You know, when you make a man sing, that's when you're spraying the perfume we are talking about. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes. If you don't love me, I go die. When a man begins to compose a song that he begins to sing a song, are women here? That was what Solomon was doing for the wife. And he went ahead to say, and the scent of your perfume, more than all spices put together. Give me sign, daughter, when it's 5 minutes. The Bible says we are led in triumph in Christ by diffusing fragrances of the knowledge of God in this season. In this season, that you begin to calm your husband. Do you know that all our men are so tensed that they need to land? And the way to land is via your fragrances. And there are many, don't make me look like I'm a bad person now. There are many fragrances. You know, they come from here down to somewhere. If you say, I didn't say anything. I just said, from here to, hey. We need to land them. They are tensed. The only person that can land a woman this is a man this season is the wife, is the women. Let's be mothers to them. Let's be mothers. Let the atmosphere change because of you. Let this season that looks like a lot of divorces will come be reminded that there was light in Goshen. When there was so much darkness in Egypt and there was no NEPA, there was no Ikeja Electric, or what do you call this island? Echo? There was none. Listen, my mother was a baker. But God proved to us that He's still the God that can send manna from heaven without bakers. Do you have faith? Those who know God, we trust God. I want to give you another testimony. All of a sudden, one of my daughters in the Lord in America took interest and said, I heard that things are very tough in Nigeria. Therefore, I will augment your monthly allowance. So every month, every 2 weeks, she sends me money. If you don't trust God, even when there's provision, you won't enjoy it. God sent whales in the wilderness. There were no poultry farmers. But they were eating chicken. When you believe in Jehovah, somebody knocks at your door and gives you packs of chicken. You have to understand it and get connected to what I'm talking about. Yes, there was no well, there was no rain. He gave them water from the rock. That's the God we are talking about. And that's the God that says, diffuse my fragrance via knowledge. You don't know where it will come from. Somebody will knock. Somebody will knock. When my rent is getting you, I get so frantic. Then somebody will call and say, Mama, has the rent been paid? No. Okay. I'll sort it out. People wonder how I still maintain that house. But somebody, not only one person, according to how He puts it in people's mind. And that's how He's going to put it in people's mind to support you. Amen. As you spread this fragrance of faith, The atmosphere will change. You will begin to have favor. People will delight in you. And let me tell you, every time you're spreading the perfume of godliness, listen to what happens. Your husband and children are comforted. They have confidence. They trust you. Not this kind of women that, see, your father didn't bring money. If you don't eat this thing, I will wuss all of you. No, don't do that. Stop wussing. Song of Solomon 1:3-4. From the Passion Bible, it says, your presence releases a fragrance so pleasing, over and over poured out. For your lovely name is flowing oil. See, we change our names today to flowing oil. Oil means wealth. Oil means hope. Are you getting what I'm talking about? When you're living today, just be dancing and thanking God for who you are. He said, no wonder the brides to be adore you. Draw me into your heart. Draw your children into your heart. Draw your husbands into your heart. One thing I have told the women is that every man has a key. There's no man that doesn't have a key. It takes wisdom to get that key and unlock the man, and he will come down. Get the key of your husband. Get the key of your sons. Are we here together? And begin to unlock them. You can imagine. She has begged for money for months and the man did it. But just calling him Odogu and telling him he's the best thing that has happened. Money appeared. But do you know what we do? You must give me that money. Did you make money for him? No, at times I get angry. You will give me that money or today you will not go out. You know, I thank men. I tried it once because I used to hear that you can stand at the door and lock the door, the man will not go out. And I thank God for my husband. He did not even behave as if somebody was talking. When he finished, he just carried me, put me on the bed. When I saw the way he carried me, I was like a paper. I didn't try it again. No, there are gospels you must hear. If you hear that gospel, you will just calm down like a baby weaned from the mother's breast. He never replied me. He never said, is that door? I'm going to pass. He never said anything. He finished lacing his canvas. He was going to sight. He got up, came to the door, whim, wham, opened the door. I did not try further because my life is precious to me. Amen. Ah, it is good to respect yourself. Why? Are you a coward? Yes, I am. When you see somebody who is greater than you, you are a coward. And can I tell you something? The cowards are the ones that live to point at the graves of the brave men. Hallelujah. In closing, Ephesians 5:2 from King James Version. It says, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself up. Women, this is the time for us to give ourselves up. As what? As an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. Now, for any sacrifice to release sweet aroma pleasing to the Lord, it must be burnt. It is in the burning that the fragrances will come. Women, this year, are we ready to be burnt for our family, for our husbands and children and the society and our church? Are we ready to be burnt? Do we still get angry and say, I'm going to leave the church, they're insulting me? No, bother, don't bother. Are we together? Women, I've come to encourage you. And the young girls, you know, I was, that's some mommy, I like it. Wajah. I want to encourage. Are we together? God is our provider. My freezer has never been this full. The reason is that because things are hard, people are bringing things to the house. Women, we are going to stand up. I'm done. But we will dance. He said, my time is up. Bless women, stand up. Women, today is our day. Just give us 5 more minutes. Oh, yeah. As they sing it now, we are going to dance.
He did bless me on the regular.
Women.